Welcome to Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers. Every week, I'll be talking to different business people, artists, sports people, and other personalities about things that they've done in their life and things that they want to do. Join me and dig deep. Welcome to this week's Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest is Rosemary Abella, fashion designer who's just launched, or recently launched, her own label. So, Rosemary, tell us a bit about your label.
Hello there. First of all, I hope everybody's fine. Initially, I was just a small student like everybody else. So let's encourage all the people out there if they have any dreams. And then after 3-4 years in Florence...
What were you studying?
Fashion design.
Okay.
Fashion design. And it was in Polimoda, the school. And basically it was 360 degrees all about fashion. Basically, the school gives you information how to get your, how you can launch your own business.
Okay, so it's not just sort of drawing pretty pictures
exactly,
of props. Okay.
Exactly. Basically, after those 4 years, I came back to Malta. It was in 2014. And in 2014, I've participated for the first time in Malta Fashion Week.
Okay.
Where I was so happy to win the best upcoming designer.
Okay.
Unfortunately, after there it began quite difficult because you need money. unfortunately, it's the reality.
So you'd shown a collection of,
yes,
of how many pieces, for
eight
example?
Eight pieces, okay. In 2014. And after 2014, I wasn't so great financially. We had to stop for 2 years.
Okay.
And this year we launched back our collection.
And the label is actually your name?
Yes, okay. Rosemary Abella.
Uh-huh.
The collection is La Cupola.
Uh-huh.
We launched in the Malta Fashion Week again, which, thanks God, we had very good vibes coming in. So let's hope it continues during the year and the next year.
Do you still have the 8 pieces that you have to create for that?
This year we had 20 outfits.
Okay.
So 20 different pieces.
And how long does that take to pull together something like 20
it
outfits?
It depends with the team you have.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time it was only me, and thankfully I had my mom helping me on the sewing area.
Okay.
And it was just me and her. And a collection that's big size to do, it will take you around 6 months.
Wow.
Because I don't work here full time. So
okay.
Obviously you don't have that 24-hour luxury.
Uh-huh.
Just for this brand, because obviously to maintain my brand, I need financial backup.
So you need to work somewhere else to,
exactly,
to fund your brands. Quite common in startups and in
so,
every field, actually.
Hopefully we'll get to continue from there, and we increase our business.
So what's happened since the last fashion week then with this collection?
Well, basically from the last fashion week, since the good vibes thing got came coming in,
mm-hmm,
rushing and one after the other one. We increased our team,
mm-hmm,
so basically at the moment we have 2 Italian interns,
okay,
a seamstress, junior seamstress, head seamstress, a supervisor, we have our brand manager.
And you still have your mom, I hope.
Yes, my mom, supervising everything. And we're searching for a graphic designer too. So thankfully everything is ongoing. Basically at the moment we're building our team.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting because obviously you have at the moment we have different people, Russian, Italian, Maltese. So it's different cultures altogether. The cultures bring different ideas altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very interesting.
Did they all study at the same college as you, or they've done different things?
Alina, the brand manager, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the interns, they studied in Italy, but in a different school.
Okay.
The Maltese seamstress, she studied in MCAST.
Mm-hmm.
She had my old teacher that used to teach me in MCAST, funnily enough. But that's it. And at the moment, unfortunately, there's not a lot of basics in Malta on seamstress.
So it's mostly sewn garments that you do?
Yes, because basically the business is diverted into 3 options.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we have the knitwear area,
mm-hmm,
which we create our own fabric.
Okay.
A person can come in and choose his own yarns, you order the yarns, and obviously we create the material, we do test pieces, different weaves, and you can choose your own weave for your own dress, basically, which is very nice and
very
true.
Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly. And then we have our collection.
Mm-hmm. So the collection is made to measure?
You can come in, order from the collection, even order from the samples. those two options, basically.
So that's the collection that you'd shown at Malta Fashion Week?
Yes. Okay. And then the third option is that a person can come and do a make to measure. Basically, he likes a dress, he wants this type of style, maybe you can tweak it to satisfy the person further with the styling. Mm-hmm. And then we'll buy the material, or either the person can buy the material from us, because we have made in Italy fabrics too. So we have different options that we can offer to our clientele.
So why did you decide, after studying in Italy, to come back to Malta? Family and the opportunity?
I think not just the opportunity. Basically, Italian economy back in 2014 still wasn't so great. It was the initial break when it started all like falling into pieces. So even there, if I had to open a brand, it wasn't so manageable and wasn't even worth it. Mm. At the time, and I had opportunities to work with Roberto Cavalli and Zara, but I prefer to come back home because living an island life is totally different, and I miss the sea, the smell of the sea, and everything. I was slightly homesick after 4 years.
Oh, bless.
But though, now, after 3 years and a half, 4 years in Malta, I'm missing slightly Florence now.
But at least you can pop back there for a weekend and get a bit of absorb.
Yes, that's what I'm doing, extreme.
And Malta's not a difficult place to attract people to come and work for
you
as well.
Yes, it's true. Things got now in 2017, Malta's very, even different cultures. A lot of Italian, French are coming in Malta, and a lot of people of different cultures actually are living in Malta. So even that is getting even our fashion business more in trend, let's say like that.
So how do you sell your product then? So if you, you know, weren't at Malta Fashion Week, how does somebody find out about your products and your offering?
Malta Fashion Week on its standalone, it's a big platform here in Malta because it gives you quite a big exposure, thanks to Adrian J. Mitzi, who works a lot for us local designers. And then we do publicity on Facebook, on Instagram, and till now, that's what we're doing.
And do you get overseas inquiries as well, or is it mostly from Malta?
Yes, we have. We are on not just a label, two websites, and so you can, a person can find us even there.
Okay.
And hopefully for next year, we have big plans to maybe show even our collection abroad.
Okay.
So we still obviously with sponsors and supports that support us.
Because it's quite a lot of money to build a collection and take it overseas, the models, the makeup.
Yes, shipping and everything. It's quite a big thing. So hopefully we can get everything together to get that done too.
So where are you aiming for? What's the dream for the Rosemaria Bella brand?
No, the dream is to have my own shop ongoing and my brand. So if we can get to that stage, that first step, it's already a big step for
me. But you have a huge workshop already, so that's something that sort of seems to be coming to fruition.
It's true. It's not keeping me, you know, I have high hopes at least with this team and with the flow we're getting and the vibes we're getting. So I have high hopes for
that. And I think the Maltese market is changing in people not wanting to all look the same anymore.
Yes, yes, that's true. And even the street fashion, it's changing. Zara, H&M, all these brands are taking it to a different level. Even some of them are changing their marketing strategies because it's not working anymore. So thankfully, business like ours, and because it's local, we can do that a plus special piece.
And do you market to tourists that come over at all? Are you doing anything special so that people can come back? Because whenever I travel, I go for the back streets by the universities. I want to find the young designer. You know, I'm quite happy to buy a painting or a piece of pottery. But really, if I come back with a dress or a pair of shoes, I'm much, much, much happier.
Okay. No, actually, to tell you the truth, at the moment, we're targeting more the local.
Okay.
But yes, we have plans to target more tourists. And we're trying to get more branded products, street style products, because at the end of the day, tourists, that's what he will be searching.
What does that mean to somebody my age?
Maybe, for example, let's say a normal trouser and not an evening wear trouser, so luxurious. Uh-huh. Maybe a tourist wouldn't like to spend a 400 euro thing, 400 euro trouser, would like to spend more, 7500 euro trouser. So you need to...
I wouldn't definitely say that. If you look at some of the prices in some of the hotels now,
that's true, because
there are some very wealthy people coming.
But the hotel, then, they have you need to absorb to the prices of the hotel.
I'm just thinking you could talk to some of of the high-end hotels about
yes,
your...
Yes, yes, yes. No, no, I have a lot of collections. And these plans are still in our drawer at the moment. We still need to open the drawer to continue our projects. Mm. But project by project, we're getting there.
Excellent. And so... Dream is to have a store whereabouts? In Valletta, do you think? Is that the sort of main drag, or Sliema?
Valletta and Sliema would be perfect mm-hmm. for tourists, but maybe even a different type of shop, a new different concept in Malta. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about that, maybe something that you didn't see yet in Malta. So we're still searching for the best concept.
Okay.
But we would like to still have our base still in Army.
Mm-hmm. So this is where your folks are,
yes, yes, yes,
easy
yes.
parking.
So exactly, because Valletta, that's another issue. Mm. Even though it's quite, for tourists, it's very easy to access though at the end of the day. But for the local market...
Yeah, it's changing, isn't it? There are more people living there, more people hanging out there and working there, etc. But don't really go there to go shopping.
Yes, especially Maltese people. Ah. I know Maltese people that go for lunch or dinner, but then they don't do go shopping there, so... Ah.
So what are the plans for you personally then? So outside of fashion design, what do you do in your very limited spare time?
Yes, exactly. I would love to have more spare time. I love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's my partner in crime.
Mm-hmm. Is there always fashion at the heart of everything you do?
Yes, he loves to attend everything. Mm-hmm. He supports me very much. Thanks God, even my parents support me very much, because without them I couldn't do half, even my education, my fashion education. But thanks God, yes, I have a partner that supports me in everything I do. Mm-hmm. And where I go out of way, he tries to get me again on the way. So we're much compatible. We love to travel a lot.
What sort of places do you like to go to then?
Till now I love a lot Thailand and Vietnam.
Okay, and is that about fabric though and colour? Is that about fabric and colour?
Not just fabric and color, even just the culture. Mm. The culture, the way they live, the simplicity of people, it inspires you. Mm. We live such busy life. Maybe this simplicity that they, for them, just a simple thank you or just, I don't know, just a gift or just a tip. Mm. It's so a big thing for them that for us it's just, you know, normal.
We throw away those
sorts of things. We throw away money, we throw away even the simplicity in life. So there you get to appreciate more again these simple things.
And you come back all refreshed.
Exactly. And I'm really, I would love to do that again next year. But at the moment I cannot plan it.
After another collection, another collection.
Yes.
So are you working on the next collection now?
Yes. At the moment we started with the research and mood boards.
Is this for autumn winter or is that for spring summer? Because fashion is a strange world,
isn't it? In Malta, yes. In Malta, unfortunately, if you don't have the people and the team, you cannot create at the moment two collections, but since my team is getting bigger, hopefully we can do that very soon.
Okay.
But let's stick to that. I don't want to promise what I cannot give. So at the moment our collection varies with winter and summer collection at the same time, winter pieces and summer pieces.
Especially because summer here is endless.
Exactly, even in winter, especially in this heat wave this week.
Uh-huh.
But it varies. Mm. We don't stick ourselves to spring, summer or autumn, winter.
Just have a variety of clothes, because people travel anyway. They buy stuff to go somewhere.
Exactly. Okay. We'll begin our colors. At the moment, what I can tell you, we're seeing a lot of blues. Blues and reds. Let me give you a second color. So I'm going to stop there. It's going to be different. We're not going to be visiting Malta. We're going to be trying, exploring a new place, a new vibe. I think they will love it. At the moment, I am loving it. So hopefully...
And that's normally a good sign.
Exactly. That's a good sign.
And you, because you live and breathe it, if you get fed up of it, you know that your customers...
Yes, it's not working. Exactly. If you don't get that vibe, that interesting vibe, especially the team, if the team doesn't have that... great vibe, exciting vibe, you will never end up with the final, with a good final product.
So do you wake up one day with that's it, that's
sometimes
the color, that's the pattern, or you see something on
actually my mother hates it because she will tell me, oh my God, I don't want to hear it, it will be like a complicated dream, you know. So yes, but sometimes I wake up or come to design and like, oh my God, I dreamt this, it's like, you know. And you just do it on paper then, and then actually you need to do it on fabric.
So you can do all of the skills as well. You can draw, you can sew, you can cut and
cut. We actually do the fabrics ourselves sometimes.
Okay.
So we begin from the
literally weaving, designing, weaving. Uh-huh.
Then, yes, we do mm-hmm. the design, mm-hmm. yes, we do the patterns, mm-hmm. we do the seams, sorry.
We can't, neither of us can get that out. The pattern cutting and sewing.
Exactly, yeah. And sewing and everything, basically, and the finishes, touches.
So were you one of those annoying children like I was, making skirts out of pillowcases and things like that when you were seven and 8 years old?
Yes, I even my Barbies, you know, we get them with a tiny piece of fabric, you get something going on.
So you always knew this was going to be your thing, there was never anything else you were going to be?
I loved fashion from when I was young, but I had three options. This mm-hmm. is funny thing that few people know about me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a fashion designer, mm-hmm. or an astronaut.
Okay, quite different.
Or an astronaut, or a geologist. Okay. But not the usual geologist, studying tornadoes.
Wow.
So it's very extreme.
Uh-huh.
each one is different.
And so you luckily had the talent
exactly, for fashion design.
Was the astronaut thing anywhere near realistic? Are you very good at sciences and heights?
I used to love science, but then heights, I don't think it's my thing, because I want to do bungee jumping and mm-hmm. all that stuff, but I don't think I will have the cookies to do it.
So when did you stop wanting to be an astronaut, or is that something that's still...
I think at around the age of 8, 9,
okay.
10, that
uh-huh.
age. So from there, actually from 11, 12, I chose textile studies when I was
in... Wow, you could do that here already?
Yes, so I already chose textile studies, uh-huh. and from there I begin...
Uh-huh. And the tornado chasing,
exactly.
not something you...
I still love tornadoes. Ah. Actually, I would like to go and see one in life, mm-hmm. like, you know.
Go across the states and do those...
Exactly, and those hurricane chases, yes.
That's really quite strange, because it's completely different to fashion design. Maybe you can do a collection around tornadoes, the colours,
yes.
You know, the fabrics wearing.
Especially in winter. I love to take this cup of coffee and the cup of tea and stay in the window.
Watch the storms.
Ah, yes.
I love winter, especially now, but I really love winter.
It's a very, very nice, amazing thing to see.
Mm. Do you sometimes wish the fashion world was faster or slower? Because for you it's different. You're making things... almost in the wrong season.
Yes.
So
we basically, the fashion industry works 1 year and a half mm-hmm. Before the actual production when you see it at the stores. So we create these things 1 year and a half before.
Okay.
At the moment, with my team, I can only go 1 year mm-hmm. before.
I think that's better though, because you're fresher and you're not making 100 of one piece.
So. That's true. Yes, but at the same time, I think I would prefer the fashion industry to go slightly slower.
Mm.
Because it's changing so fast, and each day they are so... It's the competition at the end of the day. Mm. But still, yet again, that's the fun in it, because there's so much competition that each person needs to be competitive and with good ideas, and ideas one after each other, you know? Mm. And it gets you competitive, and it yet gets you... how can I say it?
Gives you adrenaline and
adrenaline,
keeps you going.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So that's the adrenaline you're missing from, you know, being an astronaut, probably.
Yeah.
So, what else is there in your to-do list of things before you...
My to-do list. I want to visit a lot of places. Everything goes around traveling with me. I love food.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to cook slightly more better dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good cook, don't, at least that's what they tell me.
So what are you missing out? Would you like to do more Asian style cookery
exactly,
or something?
Yes, Asian. Okay. I would love to do this, but I'm not able to.
Why do you think you're not able? Because it's too long to prepare?
Sometimes I do noodles, but the final product doesn't seem like noodles, you know.
Okay.
But the taste is very good.
Just don't look at it. It's not as good as your fashion design. Okay. So we'll look at your clothes and not your plates.
Exactly, yes. Yes, please. Then I have my pasta dishes, which are very good.
Uh-huh.
But the noodles, I just cannot get it right at the moment.
Practice makes perfect, they say.
Exactly.
Maybe if you could make some pretty patterned, you know, eye masks, no one could
but
see
I
the
love
food.
To present, you know, especially when I have friends coming over or people or even my parents, even the rice with the shape and everything.
You have too much time.
I don't say, actually, at the moment I'm not even cooking, so that's something I miss.
So you want to be a better cook? Let's forget the astronaut bit and storm chaser. What else would be something maybe you used to do that something you that don't I have missed, time
yes,
to do?
Yes, yeah, I actually mentioned before, it was music.
Ah, okay.
I used to compose music and even play music.
Okay.
I used to play violin.
That's quite difficult.
Yes, in fact, after 4 years, 5 years not playing violin, it's now very difficult to go back at it and play violin because your positioning, it will be all lost. You need to begin all over again.
So literally start from scratch.
And I arrived actually at grade 5, something, it's almost an A-11 in music. The grade 6 is the A-11.
And then you stopped.
And then I stopped, so that's a pity. So that's something I miss.
So a bit of a regret there.
Yes.
You can probably do that in later life. Maybe when your team's much bigger, you can play violin to them while they're working. to punish them or calm them down. It depends how good you get.
Yes, exactly. Depends.
And are there any other things that are on your bucket list of things to do in your lifetime, sort of outside of? So you want to learn to cook, travel a bit more. Potentially pick back up the violin. Is there anything, anyone you'd like to meet, anything you'd like to see?
No, I would like to go to a couple of concerts.
What type of bands? People that are still alive and or old bands or new bands?
Still alive, but even the old bands, you know, concerts are, live concerts are much more different than seeing just music on the iPod or...
So what sorts of bands do you like?
It's very nice. It's not very nice, very interesting to hear. Her music is different. A band like you too, I would love to see. Unfortunately, I used to love Michael Jackson, but he left us without his last concert neither. And I love Bob Marley too. I'm quite a big fan of Bob Marley.
And you missed him too as well, unfortunately. But
and I cannot go to. But I try to attend reggae music. I try again. Because it's not easy to go to a lot of things with a busy life, busy schedule.
No, this is true. There's a lot more reggae around in the summer, it seems, than there is in the winter. But that just might be my understanding.
It's true.
And so who would you love to design for? Is there somebody that you would love to see wearing one of your frocks on the TV?
This question, I'm not prepared for this. maybe, I don't know, models at the moment that I follow, Gigi Hadid, and maybe even the first lady, why not?
Of America?
Yes.
Okay, actually she's not ugly. So to be fair, that's not a bad choice.
Yes, that's true. And why not, maybe, yes, one day a celebrity. That's where everything takes place, but it's very difficult from here at the moment. But
Twitter.
Yes, we get there maybe one day. But let's take it step by step.
Because I always want to be in something completely unusual.
Exactly, so let's take it step by step and we see where if I don't want to take it too far, where we cannot stand good grounds.
So what's important to you in your business? Is it structure? Is it fabric? Is it...
I love to dream, but dreams on their own, it's not enough. So it is important to don't run, take it step by step. My brand manager is very good in keeping me doing step by step, because obviously he's the designer. I dream a lot. But yes, it's an important thing that you don't run and don't take too many things more than you can handle.
But do you draw everything that you imagine, even if it doesn't fit into the current vision for a collection? Do you then keep that aside for future reference? Maybe it will come up in another guise?
No, because each collection, you have a different personality. Each year you
So you can think in that personality and that stays
exactly
within that focus.
So each year you're different, each year you think different. Each year you pass different experiences, so it's always different. Maybe this year I want to do eyeliner because maybe of my shape, I don't know, I got fatter or maybe something similar. But the next year maybe I'm, I don't know.
Puffballs, bring back puffball skirts.
You know, so
I love puffball skirts and nobody's bringing them back.
knee
length though, but no, because I can't wear the minis anymore. So if you can do the below the knee puffballs.
So it's very important.
So, and what's your favourite part of doing your job? What's the thing that you, if you could just do that all day, every day? And
research, mood boards, colours, and designing. Yes. And even then, after the product is ready, and photography, and then doing the lookbooks, campaigns, and all this stuff, it's very nice to do, you know, and organizing all the campaigns. That's the most interesting part
it's
for me.
The most creative aspect
of
it, it's not the
aspect. Tackling. And then the sewing, it's more technical, patterns, it's more technical. Though then I have a love for anything. Knitting is my little baby.
But like with knitting needles type knitting?
No, the actual my machine is for knitting the fabric. I love experimenting, it's do different tension, with different clicks, with different needles. You'll get the different
knitting
things.
Machine, something my mum used to use. So a knitting machine's changed now.
There's the one that is manual, I have the manual one.
So that's the, you know, with your hand, you go up and down.
Because the machine one, sometimes you restrict it.
Okay.
You cannot be creative as much as you want, because since there's the motor going, you need to take that in consideration. And it cannot change clicks and tensions in one go. This is something that you need to do manually. So our knitwear might be slightly more expensive, but
It's really handmade, exactly. Lovingly. With that noise.
Line by line, exactly.
Well, I've been talking to Rosemary Abella this week. That's with me, Monique Chambers, on Bucket List. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me and my guest on this week's Bucket List. I'd also like to thank Samuel Attard and Carmelo Grec, the engineers, this programme.